Good morning. This is Max Cross. Just got on the bike here in London and just leaving Waterloo. And on the way in this morning, I was pondering on, I was reading some Psalms and pondering on the impact that might have in my life. And, just slow down here. And got me to thinking, really. It's something as well, not only in the Psalms, I was reading in Luke as well this morning. About how really God isn't keen on the lack of integrity, really. And actually, in some of the Psalms, David talked about being really that he isn't a hypocrite, and getting across the Waterloo Bridge now, and how God should really bless him because he's not a hypocrite. And I think that's a real issue in today's society. So I'm riding across Waterloo Bridge now, just hearing a bus go by there, and I wonder how many of these people who are heading into work this morning would call themselves Christians. And some of them would call themselves committed Christians, as I did the other day to someone, somehow wishing to differentiate themselves from non-committed Christians. And but do we really actually live our lives like Jesus is walking beside us? You know, again, what's the first thing these guys are going to fire up on their computers when they get in the office? Is it their work email? Or are we going to check their personal email? And I'm not talking from a position of being out there having it sorted here. It's hitting me hard at the moment because I really feel that God's saying, you've got to live your life in the same way you're talking about it. And so for me today, one of the things I'm going to try and do is take another step further towards living my life the way that Jesus would have me live it. And going back a few years, we were all wearing these bands which said, what would Jesus do? And it got to being really corny, actually. But it's not a bad question. And so, let's remember how much God hates hypocrites. I use the word hate very loosely, of course. God doesn't hate, he loves us all. But he wants us all to be real. So let's go for it today.